Are you ready for 60 bone-crunching minutes of inside info and expert analysis? It's the fantasy football coverage real handicappers crave. Packed with stats without going into sudden death overtime. So get off the sideline and get into the game. There's no stopping the Power Hour.
Welcome to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Looking forward to another great week here, college and pro football.
All right, like you said, last week, Rashard Mendenhall starting to play well. When Willie Parker gets back to healthy, how do you see those carries divided now? You still see Mendenhall being the guy?
I still see him being the guy. Willie Parker, it's going to take some time to work him back into the mix. He has turf toe. That's something that takes a little time to work out. So, and Rashard Mendenhall is just the guy that runs more physical to me. And if he's the guy that is getting those carries and, you know, he's getting the yards, then I think Willie Parker is going to be on the sidelines.
Right, and they got a great matchup this week against the Browns. Rick, you know, your Tar Heels, we're just going to move on past football season. Don't care anymore.
Almost basketball season.
Right, it's almost basketball season. I got a basketball question for you. You know, your Tar Heels, they won it all last year, but they lost quite a bit. What kind of expectations do you have still for this season?
You know, they had a bunch of good players sitting on the bench waiting, got a great freshman class coming in. That's still going to be a solid team. You know, they'll compete with Duke for the ACC title, I think.
Right. I just did the first edition of Jumpology where I picked my 65-team field. I have the Tar Heels as the number one seed to start
really?
The season.
I don't know about that. I'll be happy with that.
Right. We'll see. I like to make bold predictions. I still think they're the best team in the ACC over Duke. And Georgia Tech's getting a lot of preseason hype with Derek Favors coming in, but I'm still going to stick with the Tar Heels number one. Got a lot of great stuff for you today, pro and college fantasy football. Got our Bay bracket as usual. The athletes region are up today. And, of course, what y'all been waiting for, all the free picks, Oklahoma, Texas, the New York Giants, and the Saints. We want you to email in at radio@sportsoverload.com. That's radio@sportsoverload.com. Or you can just follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. We've got a great show for you. And, of course, I'll give you my lock of the week. You don't want to miss that. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Don't go anywhere. Pro fantasy football is coming up next.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful. And OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OmniBalm or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OmniBalm or OmniBalm.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now it's time for a little pro fantasy football talk. One guy I want to talk about last week that had a big week. You're starting to hear a little bit of rumors that he's going to take over and be the starting back, and that's Ahmad Bradshaw. What do you see of that situation there, Rick?
I think we're really jumping to a conclusion there. If you look at the way the carries have been split, I mean, Bradshaw's getting like 11 carries versus 20 going to Jacobs still. Jacobs is going to be the workload there. I just don't see that changing. He had a really nice game last week, and that's what it looks like to me.
Right. Well, one thing, obviously, Jacobs has been getting a lot more carries. Jacobs has 100 carries so far for 355 yards. Bradshaw only has 58 carries for 375 yards, 6.5 yards to carry, 2 touchdowns to Jacobs, only 1. I see them starting to maybe make a little bit more even. Jacobs probably will still be the starting back, but I'm starting to think maybe Bradshaw will go from 11 to maybe 15 touches, 16 touches, and start to get a couple more touches.
Bradshaw's just another running back, though. You know, Brandon Jacobs is unique in that he can just pound you. I mean, he can hurt the defense, which I don't think Bradshaw will ever be able to do that.
So. Right. It reminds me a lot of this next situation. It's kind of like with LT and Sproles. Sometimes people talk about Sproles getting more and more involved, but Sproles can only be so involved. He can only be your third down back run draws. And I think Bradshaw's a little bit more complete than Sproles, but it's a similar situation. Speaking of LT, he's coming off a bye. He's on Monday Night Football. Joe, are you expecting LT to bounce back, or are you still a little scared about LT?
Well, definitely scared this week. He has a bad matchup. He's facing the Broncos, and they're the number 6 ranked rushing defense in the league. So I would stay away from him this week. And then coming off injury, it still takes time to get the work back in the mix. So if you have LT, I would sit him this week, but I would stick with him and play him sometime down the line.
Right, because what scares me sometimes, not just with the matchups with LT and his health, but if he doesn't get off to a great start in the first quarter, North Turner is so quick to abandon the run and just go to a pass-only offense and become one-dimensional. So sometimes with Adrian Tomlinson, it's not all his fault, but he doesn't seem like a great play this week. Rick, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think Turner's an idiot. I think this team's destined to fail because he wants to pass so bad. I think they've got a great running back. They've got a decent running offensive line. They don't take advantage of what they got, and it's going to cost them.
And it's kind of weird there because LT can be so valuable in the passing game as well. He's a guy that he comes out of the backfield, you can dump it off to him, and he can get plenty of yards after catch.
Right. It just seems really strange. The only person that's really good for is the fantasy value of Phillip Rivers. Yeah. But outside of that, it's been a little strange.
That's a weak division. They should. Denver wins this game Monday night. It's over. That division's
right.
Over.
Not
Denver's
so
gone.
Fast, Rick. Think back to last year. They had a 3-game lead with 3 games left, and they lost.
Right.
This doesn't seem like the same Denver team. That defense is a whole different. I mean, that's real deal defense.
Right. I think the Broncos are starting to do some things that are going to make them a little bit more sustainable. The rush D is something they haven't had. They have, Champ Bailey's always been really good, but I think what makes that secondary so much better is having Brian Dawkins over the top as well. I think that makes them a completely different secondary. They switched to a 3-4. So I really like what the Broncos are doing. I think Kyle Orton's doing such a good job of not making mistakes that this is a huge game on Monday night for the Chargers.
They have a brutal schedule coming up the next 4
right,
weeks.
Right.
They could be 5-4 within the next 4 weeks.
Right, they could. It could all come back down to earth. Now a guy that's been flying under the radar in terms of a fantasy perspective is your guy, Big Ben. Ben Roethlisberger, 2nd in the NFL in passing yards with 1,470 yards.
Yeah, he's highly ranked as a fantasy player, and he's averaging 24 points a game. He is a pleasant surprise because you don't think of that when you think of Ben Roethlisberger. You don't think of that with the Steelers. You think of them as being more of a passing, a running team, but they are passing the ball more this year, and he's a valuable player. So if you have him, you should start him every week. And he's playing the Browns this week.
Right.
A very favorable matchup.
Another team with a nice schedule. The Steelers' schedule is very friendly. Lions last week, Browns this week. So life's good if you're a Steelers fan.
I own Roethlisberger in the league and have been starting him every week. But I do worry. I love the points. I love everything he's doing. But he gets hit so much and so often that I worry that the day's coming where he won't get back up. But, man, he has been a heck of a play for me.
Please don't say that, Rick.
I know.
Right, so far, 294 yards passing a game, 8 touchdowns passing. But don't forget, he also has 2 rushing touchdowns. So he's been able to get that added bonus on the ground, which helps for quarterbacks because that's a 6-point touchdown instead of a 4-point touchdown in most leagues.
I think he's number 2 quarterback in most leagues.
Right, depending on your scoring, he's most likely but right behind Manning as the number 2 quarterback.
It's a pretty big gap between him and Manning, but he's number 2.
Now, Joe's number 1 guy to start the year, Maurice Jones-Drew. He struggled the last 2 weeks. He's bitched and moaned at his coaches, whined about not what they're doing on offense and how many touches he's getting. But will he bounce back? You think he's got better days ahead of him?
Oh, he will bounce back. He has favorable matchups. And also the fact that he's complaining, you know the guy is going to touch the ball more. They put the ball in his hands to start the season. And he's going to get those opportunities for sure. You know, Jacksonville is a team that they're built on running the ball in their offensive line right now. Not a very good passing team, so he's going to get plenty of opportunities.
Right, and I think the schedule loosens up tremendously. Three straight games versus 0-5 teams. And then not only that, but over their next eight games, only two games against a team with a winning record. So they're playing against bad teams. He should have a lot of touches. I think he survives. Rick?
Well, and the other thing is, you know, in most leagues, he's the number six running back. When that's a disappointment, that tells you how good you really are.
Right.
You know, that
most of it came in one game, though.
Well, yeah, he did play real well against the Texans and a lot of points there. But still, you know, when you look at the numbers overall, you're like, wow, he seems like he's really not giving us what we want, but the numbers are kind of there. So.
Right, right. I think he'll be fine and should end up in the top five and be good to go, especially with that easy schedule. Now a guy that on Monday night made a statement that, hey, I'm not that bad. I just don't want to play for the Browns anymore. Braylon Edwards, 60 yards and a touchdown. What do you see for the rest of the season from him?
I see good things for him. I expected him to go in and be an immediate impact like he was because he's played in the system, you know, familiar with some of the coaches there. And he's the number one option in New York. You know he's going to be the go-to guy, so I see it continuing throughout the season. And he's only going to get better once he really gets in tune with Mark Sanchez.
Right. And he was a little bit familiar with the offense coming in. They gave him a little bit of an advantage. What kind of output are you expecting from him every week, Rick?
You know, I think that's a guy that's a start every week wide receiver now. It's maybe a borderline number one receiver for you. You know, probably definitely a number two receiver. I think you look for a touchdown every week kind of guy. Not that he's going to deliver that, but you should go in expecting that from him.
Right.
You know, the really encouraging thing to me were a couple of those catches he made were just hands catches. I mean, he grabbed balls out of the air that were probably thrown a little too hard, and he made a play on them. And that's the concern is how good are those hands? Are those still good hands? It sure looked like it Monday night. He looked really, really solid.
Right. It looked like when he wants to, he can be very dynamic. You know, and he has 60 yards and a touchdown like we mentioned. But he was ruled out at the half-yard line on a play that was ruled a touchdown originally but got called back.
I still think it was a touchdown.
Right. It looked like he got in. I was shocked they called that back and put him at the half-yard line. Then he got a pass interference at the one, and that could have been a touchdown if he wasn't interfered with. So he almost had a three-touchdown monster night. So I'm on the bandwagon for right now. I'm expecting good things from Braylon Edwards this season, especially against a couple games against the Bills in that weak division. So have a little start sit. Who's the guy you want to start? Maybe who you want to sit this week, Rick?
One of the guys that I'm looking at is Santana Moss versus Kansas City. That's a good start for him. You know, that's a guy you want to play. If you got any of the Patriots, you put them on against Tennessee. You know, this should be the week Brady gives us the numbers we expect from Tom Brady. Another guy that's just quietly breezing through this season is Brandon Marshall. You know, as much as we heard about him all offseason, we're not hearing about him now, and he's solid numbers, getting it done on a team that's 5-0. I mean, that's a guy that, you know, looks at San Diego, can't defend the pass. That's a guy that should have a really good week.
Right, and another guy, a guy you mentioned in your weekly article, Eddie Royal finally got involved last week against the Patriots. Do you think that was just an anomaly, or he's going to start being a little more involved?
I think the Broncos are a little more comfortable, Pat. Now, of course, they were behind some of the game, and that
right.
changed their game plan a little bit, but you know, as Joe was saying, the tougher schedule coming up, they probably are going to have to pass more in the next few weeks. So I think Eddie Royal probably becomes the closer to the guy we expected before the drafts.
All right. Joe, what are you thinking?
A guy I want to start is Donovan McNabb. He's facing the Raiders this week. They're 31st in total defense. Eagles quarterbacks overall are averaging over 27 points per game. And a guy I want to sit is Jay Cutler. Now, you guys may think I'm crazy for that, but Atlanta is only averaging they've only given up three touchdown passes this season, which is the best in the league, you can imagine. So Jay Cutler may not have such a good day passing the ball this week.
Well, I'm hoping all the touchdowns go to Matt Forte. I've got him in a couple leagues, so I'm hoping it works out that way. A guy that I'm looking at sitting that has been really good so far, but I don't think he'll have a good week this week. Rick's not going to like it. Ray Rice against the Vikings. What do you think, Rick?
So I'm kind of on the other side of that. I think McGahee's the one that's going to take the hit there. Rice is still involved in the passing game, and that's how you got to attack the Vikings, is throwing the ball. So I'd a little more comfortable with Ray Rice than I would be McGahee in that game.
Oh, I wouldn't want to play McGahee at all because he's not going to get any short yardage carries there for sure. Another guy I'm a little curious about what's going to happen, because Deshaun Jackson, he's a guy that only makes one big play, you know, so far. He either gets a 70-yard touchdown catch or a punt return, or he doesn't get anything. But this week they're going up against Nnamdi Asamoah and the Raiders, so that's a guy I'm a little concerned about. Not sure what's going to happen there.
I like Westbrook in that one, though. I think that's the guy to play there. This is the week you get your points from him.
Right. Well, we're up against the break. We're going to finish our pro fantasy football talk here in just a minute. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. More fantasy talk when we get back.
Be a part of the fastest growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? The HomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for the Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. The HomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's the HomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, the HomeImprovementNet.com.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains. Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your LeafGuard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the LeafGuard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for LeafGuard.
The Power Hour. It's the secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com. Have you heard about Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing? Well, listen up, because Miracle Glaze is a choice for most car dealers and professionals in the detail industry. The big problem with most tire dressings is they sling off your tires and back onto your paint job. It's a mess, and nobody wants that. Miracle Glaze introduces new technology that never stains and it never slings. It bonds to your tire surface within minutes, no wiping necessary. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Check out MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Then we should check out our buddies over at MiracleGlaze.com and see what they've got going on. But back to our pro fantasy football discussion. One guy I want to mention that's been some owners have been a little down on him, but I think he bounces back in a huge way this week is Greg Jennings. I think the Packers put up a lot of points through the air against the Lions this week at home, especially after a bye week. I think Greg Jennings is a guy that'll bounce back and be fine the rest of the season.
And you know, Aaron Rodgers is the other side of that too. That's a guy that this may be as good a start as there is this week. You know, against the Lions, they just can't stop the pass. And they've got enough offense now to actually fight back a little bit and keep the other team in the game, throwing the ball a little more. So, I'm with you. Jennings, all of the Packers look like pretty good players.
Right, Ryan Grant should get a touchdown or two this week, at least 60, 70 yards, a couple scores. Looks like all Packers all the time. Donald Driver, Finley, the tight end. All of them. Play them all.
How old is Donald Driver? He's like 90.
I know. Seems like we've been talking about, he falls into that category of guys we've been talking about. They were about done for years now.
And but, still doing it. I mean, having a really good year. Really solid year.
Right.
What about the guys in the Giants-Saints game? I'm not sure I want to play any of those guys this week. You know, I think that's a low-scoring game, and I think that fantasy values are probably going to be hurt a little bit there.
I think it's an odd game, and it depends on which team gets the lead first, which could dictate the game a little bit. If the Giants get the lead first and the Saints get away from the running game and start throwing, Breeze could still get his numbers. And, Jacobs and Bradshaw could get theirs. I think it depends. It just depends on which way that game goes. I think Both defenses are a little better than advertised, like you said. The over-under in that game, I believe, is about 48-49, which I don't think they'll quite get to that.
No, I'm with you on that. The Saints have looked really, really good against the run. You know, I'm wondering if Bradshaw and Jacobs get any points, or, you know, can get the kind of points you want out of them this week. It's going to be a fun game to watch, and from a fantasy side, that's going to be interesting to me.
Yeah, right. Not favorable matchups on either side there, and the Saints' defense, they don't get the credit they deserve because people think of them as being the Saints of the past, right. But they do rank seventh in rush defense, as you mentioned there, Rick, and, you know, they're just a whole different team on defense, and that's where the Saints came into this season. They were concentrating on defense, went out, made some moves in the offseason, so they're looking a lot better.
Right. I think this will be that week that the Saints get an opportunity. Well, they have to capitalize on it. They'll get that opportunity to show everyone, because this will be a game that everybody's watching. Both teams are undefeated. This is that game that everybody's going to be watching. And if they make a statement this week, I think they'll start to lose that stereotype as a passing-only team. But one thing I will say about this game is that, well, it's been an odd matchup there. I think that one thing to keep in mind is Eli Manning. How is his foot doing? Because he only played a little bit last week against the Raiders. He looked great, 8-for-10, but how much of that was just playing the Raiders? And, you know, is he truly 100% and fine and ready to go? So hopefully Eli Manning's good to go in that one.
It's also going to be interesting to see if the Giants' pressure can affect Breeze at all. You're just used to seeing Breeze standing back there and doing whatever he wants. Can they pressure him enough to keep that from happening, and will that affect his fantasy numbers? He's a play. You got to play him no matter what. But be interesting to see what happens. It's not as clear-cut as it seems.
One last thing I'll say about Drew Breeze is he's always been, the last couple of years, a great fantasy quarterback. But I think one thing that he hasn't been necessarily is a great big-game quarterback, you know, from a non-fantasy perspective. You know, has he been a guy that he hasn't really been a guy that's delivered? Because you look at Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees a lot of times gets put into that category, Ben Roethlisberger and guys like that. But the other three guys have won a lot of games, playoffs and everything else, and Drew Brees really hasn't done that yet. But he always gets put in that category. I want to see Drew Brees step up in games like this and prove he belongs in that category.
You know, even the big game against the Jets earlier this year, he kind of took the back seat, and the defense won that game for him.
Right. The offense really didn't do a whole lot there. They got a field goal early, and then two defensive scores, and then a short field on a turnover.
Mm-hmm.
That was why they got their 24 points. It wasn't Drew Brees throwing the ball all over the place. So I want to see Drew Brees step up big and earn being considered an elite quarterback, not just from a fantasy perspective. A
couple other guys I want to throw out there to you that have probably been forgotten about. Clinton Portis, he's had a down season. He faces the Chiefs this week coming up, 25th in rush defense. And also, if you have Santana Moss out there, you want to go get him.
Right.
Any of the Redskins look good. And your boy, Cadillac Williams, facing
right,
the Panthers,
right.
And they're giving up an average of 24 points to running backs. So you may want to look out for Cadillac
right.
this week.
I have some bonus picks later for you. I may have the Bucs getting their first win of the season this week at home against the Carolina Panthers. I think and also Josh Johnson, you know, he threw for 240 yards last week, looked okay. Him and Kellen Winslow have kind of got it going, been better than expected. One last guy I'll give you that you might want to start that you didn't see coming, actually it's a defense. The Jaguars defense, yeah, they gave up 41 last week to the Seahawks, but this week they're at home and they played the absolutely terrible St. Louis Rams. The Rams just, you know, they just gift wrap points for you. So I might pick up the Jaguars D if you don't have an elite defense already on your roster. Well, we're up against the break. We'll have college fantasy football coming up for you next. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. We'll be right back with some college fantasy football. Don't go anywhere.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
Would you like to improve the way your home looks and feels, but don't know where to begin? TheHomeImprovementNet.com is a great place to start. Hi, Ron Sherman here for The Home Improvement Net. With so many home improvement products to choose from, the challenge becomes separating the good and the bad from the downright ugly. TheHomeImprovementNet.com has the answers you're looking for and the information you need. Chock full of innovative ways to make your home a better place to live, it's TheHomeImprovementNet.com. Check it out, TheHomeImprovementNet.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicapping analysis. Talked about pro already for a couple of segments. Now it's time to turn our attention to college fantasy football. You don't want to forget about the college guys. One guy I want to mention right off the bat, Texas Tech. You got to pay attention to their quarterback situation. It doesn't matter who starts a quarterback. You got to play them. Steven Sheffield last week for Texas Tech. They played Kansas State, put up 63 points, 490 yards. Seven touchdowns because of Taylor Potts' concussion. So Steven Sheffield's a guy I want to keep up with.
Mike Leach isn't helping either. He's just playing. He's saying, I don't know who's going to start. It'll be a game time decision, blah, blah, blah. I mean, he's really just, I think he's playing games. It's almost a Belichick kind of thing. He's playing games with the injury report that they don't even have to issue.
Right.
And I agree there. You know, no matter who starts at quarterback, if you have that guy, you have to play him. And you know how Texas Tech is. They throw the ball all over the field. Mike Leach could go in there and play quarterback, and he's going to score a lot of points. So it's just a system with them, and they reload every year or within the season. It doesn't matter.
Right. When a guy like Steven Sheffield, who nobody's ever heard of, is your backup quarterback and comes in and throws for 490 yards and seven touchdowns, that's why a guy like Graham Harrell doesn't get drafted. Right. That's why he's not taken as seriously by the scout. You know, when you have a system like that in place, that's why you don't get taken as seriously by NFL scouts as well, based on what you can do individually.
Kansas State stinks, too.
They're bad.
They stink on ice.
Right.
I mean, it's horrible. So
right.
That's part of it.
Right. Everybody looks good against Kansas State. I believe they lost to Sunbelt foe Louisiana Lafayette earlier in the season. So it's not been a good year for them. Now, Texas Tech does play at Nebraska. And why that's relevant, Nebraska has a pretty solid defense led by what I believe to be the best defensive tackle in the country, Damakong Su. He sounds like a Mortal Kombat character, but he actually is a defensive tackle for Nebraska. He's about 6'4", 300 pounds. But the thing is, though, he's chiseled. You rarely see a defensive tackle that's 6'4", 300 pounds that doesn't have a gut hanging out. But
right.
This guy's like chiseled from head to toe, actually has like a waist and wide shoulders. And, I look at his numbers. He leads their team. What defensive tackles lead their team in tackles? Tackles for loss, sacks, and he's tied for first on the team in interceptions. What defensive tackle puts up that kind of numbers? That's ridiculous.
And he's got a couple of touchdown receptions to go on top of.
So,
it's just amazing what he can do.
Right. I mean, I've just never seen this athletic a defensive tackle. The last time I thought I saw one this athletic was Glenn Dorsey at LSU a few years ago. He hasn't done so much for the Kansas City Chiefs, but Damakong Su has been so good. In fact, I want to get your thoughts on this. If I had a vote for the Heisman Trophy right now, the way Tim Tebow hasn't been putting up that great of numbers, Bradford's out of the running, I would have to give my vote right now to Damakong Su if I had a vote for the Heisman Trophy right now, even though he won't win because he's a defensive player.
I probably couldn't because I couldn't spell his name. Tebow, there is more than just the numbers there. I mean, the way they came out against LSU and he stepped up and they won the big game, I mean, that's some. And Tebow still gets my vote, especially if they go undefeated, Tebow wins it and probably deserves it.
And I agree. He's a guy that he definitely needs some consideration the way he's playing. And I'm going to throw out a name to you that's in the NFL, Haloti Ngata. He reminds me of him. Ngata is actually a little bit bigger. He outweighs him by about 40 pounds, but he's so valuable to the Ravens. The guy can stop the run. He can get to the quarterback. He can do a lot of things on that defense, and that's why you see Ray Lewis making the plays that he makes because he has somebody up front to protect him at all times.
Right, if the D-tackle takes up a couple of blockers, and Ray Lewis just has to run to the ball and make plays.
That's it.
And Nada still makes plays. I mean, it's not just he still makes his share of plays on top of keeping the linebackers clean. So he's an impressive player, one of the best players in the league.
Mm-hmm. Right. When I was sold on Sue was last Thursday night when they played Missouri, and it was either Nebraska would only blitz four, they would only brush their four down linemen, and they would get there. So would bust through two or three blockers and still get there in seconds. Or they would only rush three, and So would drop back and scan the middle of the field and just watch the quarterback's eyes and deflect passes and pick off passes. I mean, what defensive tackles can drop back and cover like a safety or a middle linebacker?
Not many of them.
It just was incredible to watch a 6'4", 300-pound man run around like that. So, but on to college fantasy football. What are some guys you guys want to start and sit this week? What are you looking at?
Well, Dan LaFleur, he gets Western Michigan this week. That looks like a real good matchup to me. Let's see. A couple other guys. Damian Fletcher gets a really nice matchup against Memphis.
Right, and keep in mind they're without their starting quarterbacks. So right. They're going to lean on the run a little more.
So that should be a real good matchup there. Dez Briscoe at Colorado, that's another good one. Kansas should put up the points, and that should be a good matchup there.
Well, I'm going to give you something a little different here, and I'm sure, you know, if you have your fantasy team, you've gotten alerts as to who's on a bye this week. But just as a reminder, if you have key players on these teams, they're on a bye this week. Duke, Florida State, LSU, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, Oregon State, Syracuse, Tennessee, UTEP, and Washington State. So if you have key players on any of those teams, they all have byes. Stay away from them.
Right, particularly Oregon, UTEP, Florida State. Those are some teams that have some key fantasy guys. So those are some guys you might want to pay attention and have to sit down. Some guys I got for you that you may not be familiar with. Ricky Dobbs, a quarterback at Navy. Granted, they don't throw the ball that much, but they get so many rushing yards. Same with Josh Nesbitt at Georgia Tech. They've been on a tear lately as a quarterback, racking up rushing yards and rushing touchdowns despite not putting that many yards through the air. Ricky Dobbs of Navy plays SMU this week. SMU is a terrible defense, so I think they'll be fine. Another guy that you're probably not familiar with, DeAndre Burrell of Utah State. They play Nevada. Nevada's games lately have been 60-40, so there's lots of points to go around in most of those whack games. Then I'm going to go down to the tough SEC, Anthony Dixon of Mississippi State. They go on the road to play Middle Tennessee State. I think he should be able to run the ball a little bit against a Sun Belt school. So what do you think? Here's one I got. Here's one I want y'all's thoughts on. We'll pick the game later, but just on this one matchup, Jimmy Clausen against USC. What kind of day are you expecting from him?
I wouldn't start Clausen if he was on my team. he hadn't seen that speed yet, and it'll make a difference.
And I'll agree with Rick there. I know he had a lot of expectations coming in, and he's starting to live up to them now as a junior. But like Rick said, he's facing a defense with a lot of speed, so I'd stay away from him this week.
Could be an interesting game. I don't think he puts up any more than one or two touchdown passes at the most. Definitely not going to give you those college fantasy numbers where you need your quarterback to score 30, 35 points.
Right.
In college, you know, in pro, 200 yards and a touchdown, it will get it done. It'll get you 12, 13 points. That'll work in pro fantasy football. But in college, you need 350 yards and 5 touchdowns from your quarterback in college fantasy football to stay in. And I don't think Clausen's going to get that to you this week.
Gerard Johnson gets Kansas State this week. That should be a big number.
That should be massive numbers. We're talking maybe 300. With Johnson, because he's also a running threat, like Joe likes. He likes those dual threat guys. Could get you 300 yards passing, 100 yards rushing, 5 touchdowns, some combination of rushing and passing. Should be a great week there.
Good matchup for him.
Right. We're up against the break. This has been our college fantasy football segment. We'll have the Bay Bracket up next. You never know what Rick's going to say there. So you're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. We're going to vote on the Bay Bracket coming up next.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
If risking a fall while climbing the ladder to clean out your gutters doesn't sound like a weekend well spent, then you need the LeafGuard system on your home. You'll never have to worry about cleaning out your gutters again. LeafGuard is the only patented one-piece hood and gutter system, and it's earned the Good Housekeeping seal. It's designed so that water flows freely into the gutter, but leaves, pine needles, and other debris doesn't. Clog-free guaranteed. Larger downspouts carry water away fast, helping to protect your home's foundation and landscaping from damaging rains.
Call 1-800-893-8140 now and save up to 50% on labor. We'll custom make your leaf guard system right on site in one of 14 colors to choose from. Call 1-800-893-8140 and make no payment for 6 months. Ask how you can receive a gift card good for $100 worth of gasoline with your purchase of the leaf guard system. Call 1-800-893-8140 now. That's 1-800-893-8140 for leaf guard.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's a secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by sportsoverload.com, the premier source for free fantasy football and handicap analysis. I'm your host, Ron Jumper. I'm joined by my fantasy guru, Rick Atkinson, and the freak, Joe Franklin. Now keep in mind, when we're voting on the Bay Bracket, you can email radio at sportsoverload.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. But first, let's get to the candidates today. Let's take a look at the bracket. First up on the athletes region, number 6 seeded Swin Cash versus number 11 Danica Patrick. Joe?
I've been big on the upsets here lately, and I'm going to have to give one more.
Uh-oh.
Danica Patrick, number 11. I have to go with her. I just see a lot more Danica Patrick, and I guess I'm swayed by the marketing, and Rick and I talked about this earlier. She's everywhere, so I'll go with Danica Patrick.
Okay, I don't know. Not real familiar with a lot of the girls on this list, so what I did was I went to Twitter and counted up the number of followers each had, and I thought, you know, if you got that many stalkers out there, you got to be a pretty attractive
woman. There
must
be some reason they're stalking you. Exactly. That makes sense. I see the logic there.
So, Swin Cash, pretty impressive, 5,146
followers.
That's
actually pretty good.
That's
surprised.
Pretty good number of stalkers. Danica Patrick, 52,824 stalkers, and that's just on one account.
I knew she blew her away.
Wow. She had 8 different Twitter accounts out there, and I'm assuming one of them was real. So one of them actually said the fake Danica Patrick. It was pretty good, actually. It was fun.
So I'm guessing you're taking Danica Patrick.
Danica Patrick in this one.
See, I'm always, you know, I'm a marketing major. I can see that marketing coming. I just push it to the side. I'm taking Swin Cash. No upset.
What do you like about her?
I think she's pretty. You know, I think she's underrated. You know, I used to play basketball. I'm a basketball guy, so girls that can play basketball is a plus. You know,
you
I think it's a bonus for me.
She like in the WNBA?
She is.
Okay.
And she does a little work for ESPN, doing some work in the studio. So she also does that a little bit too in the off season.
The government's been using like the WNBA to put people they're trying to. Witness protection plan. That's where they're putting them.
It's like, hey, the WNBA's.
Nobody will see them there. So.
WNBA was popular for a year or two there, but then ever since have forgotten all about it. But hey, what are you going to do? Now for our next one, Daniela. How do I pronounce that last name?
Hantuchkova.
Awesome. Versus number 14 seed, Heather Mills. Let's start with Rick on this one.
Daniela had 174 followers on Twitter.
I don't think that's going to get it done. Well,
no.
You'd be surprised, wouldn't
you? Wow.
Heather Mitz does not have a Twitter account.
Oh boy.
She seems to prefer her stalkers.
Heather, you need to lock it up and get on this.
That's what I thought.
It's the 21st century.
She does seem to have a lot of stalkers on Facebook. But Twitter was what I was going with, right. So I'm going
if you don't
with,
meet the criteria, you don't meet the
exactly.
criteria. So
Daniela, say your name again.
Hantuchkova.
There you go.
See, it's just fun saying her name.
It is.
First of all, Daniela Hantuchkova against Heather Mitz. All right, you have tennis legs versus soccer legs. Which one looks better in their uniform? Maybe the tennis player,
I would
say.
Typically. Right.
But Heather Mitz is known in some circles as the hottest female athlete ever. So I'm going to have to go with another upset there and take Heather Mitz.
Right. You know, Daniela Hantuchkova, she's a 3 seed. You know, she's a well-known tennis player. There's a lot of very sexy tennis players. However, upset special for me as well. Heather Mitz, very attractive soccer player. You know, I had a change of heart, you know. I'm going to have to go with Heather Mitz here, and I'm going with the 14 over the 3 as well. So on to our 7-10 matchup, which typically is a very close one. We've got 7-seeded Amanda Beard versus 10-seeded Candace Parker. Start with you, Joe.
Not close for me, Candace Parker. I've been a fan for a long time. I love her game, love what she does on the court, and she's a beautiful lady, so I have to go with Candace Parker.
Okay. Alana Beard went to Duke, right? Candace Parker married a guy from Duke. I want them to both lose. I refuse to vote.
North Carolina guy, true and true. All right, so we have a null and void vote from Rick. All right, in the 7-10 matchup, Amanda Beard, well-known swimmer. She's done some interesting photo pictorials for Playboy and different things. So I'm going to go with Amanda Beard. Candace Parker sometimes, I don't know, she has a really pretty face, but sometimes she's almost a little too muscular for me. She looked a little scary in one of the award shows where she was in a dress and her triceps were like glaring out. And I was like, whoa, what was her?
Come on now, think back to basketball player. Remember that.
Well, but Swin Cash isn't quite that bold, man. I'd be a little scared of Candace Parker if I made her mad. Honey, calm down. Honey, honey. And our last one, Maria Sharapova versus Natalie Gulbis. Rick?
Sharapova, 2,416 followers on Twitter. Seemed kind of low to me. I was surprised.
Yeah, that does seem
a real low number. But Natalie Gulbis has really embraced Twitter. She is all over. I mean, 3-4 posts a day. 28,882 followers for her.
Wow.
She wins. She's pretty cute, too.
There you go. Like her. Yeah. Underrated.
Well, this is not going to be an upset for me. Here's where I go with the favorite. Sharapova, one of my favorites of all time, and she is the number 2 seed, which makes her the favorite in this matchup. I'm going Maria Sharapova.
Right. Nothing against Natalie Gulbis, but I'm going to have to take Sharapova as well. Well, that's this week's Bay Bracket. Email radio@sportsoverload.com to chime in or follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/sportsoverload. You never know what's coming up next. We'll have free picks coming up for you. Stay with us.
Are you tired of major brand tire dressings dripping all over your car? Nobody wants messy tire products slinging back. They cause potential damage to your paint job. Introducing Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Miracle Glaze protects rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. It bonds to your tire's surface within minutes, and just a few sprays of Miracle Glaze goes a long way. No wiping necessary. Other brands sling dressing everywhere, but Miracle Glaze really does stay on the tire, and we can prove it. Go to MiracleGlaze.com to view the amazing results of the sling test. Miracle Glaze introduces a unique custom blend that never stains and never slings. Other products can degrade the rubber and often cause cracks on interiors. Miracle Glaze also adds a high-gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Treat your tires to the good stuff with non-sling Miracle Glaze. Go to MiracleGlaze.com today for more information.
Sick and tired of your dry, cracked feet? Tried everything you can find to heal them? Try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy with tea tree oil. It works. Tea tree oil has antiseptic, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory properties. It's powerful, and OmniBalm has 13%. That's more than twice as much as the other foot creams. OmniBalm's non-greasy and has effective moisturizers that really penetrate into rough, thick skin. Your feet will feel softer and more comfortable after using it for just a few days. OmniBalm's great for anyone who wants healthier feet, and it's especially helpful for diabetics who have to take extra care of their feet. Friends and family of the pharmacist who developed OmniBalm have been using it for almost 20 years, and now it's available to the rest of us. If nothing else has worked on your feet, try OmniBalm Daily Foot Therapy. Your satisfaction's guaranteed. To order, call 888-99-OMNIBALM or visit OmniBalm.com. That's 888-99-OMNIBALM or OMNIBALM.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Now it's time for free picks. All the big games, the top four college games, and the top four pro games. Let's go ahead and dive right in. Oklahoma Sooners, Texas Longhorns on a neutral field. Longhorns are a 3-point favorite. Joe, what do you think?
I think both of these teams have not played up to their expectations, per se. But I just like Colt McCoy and everything he does. I don't think Sam Bradford is going to be that effective coming back off the injury. I'll take Texas -3. I'm taking the favorite.
Rick?
I'm going to go OU. I did a little digging into the numbers here. OU is 6-1 against the spread on the road in their last seven games, road games. Texas 1-5 in their last six home games against the spread. You know, numbers seem to point at OU in that one, so that's the way I'd go.
All right. Well, when I look at it, I just start to think, will Bradford be 100%? Will he be sharp? Will he be completely ready to go? And I think McCoy, you know, after Tebow made a statement last week to try and be in the Heisman race, I think McCoy will try to make a statement this week. I'm going to go with Texas -3. Now, USC at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, a 10-point home dog. Rick, what do you think?
You know, 10-point home dog, that number's pretty big and it's kind of scary, but the speed at USC, we talked about it earlier, that's just a team speed is enough to just kill Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got some skilled players that maybe can keep up, but their linemen, it's just going to be a mismatch. And I'd lay the points, so I'm taking USC.
And I'm thinking just the opposite there. Too many points at home. I would take Notre Dame. Keep it close. All their games have been close so far, and I think the trend continues here. But I see USC winning, but take Notre Dame +10.
Right. So you're taking it to be close home. He's right. All of Notre Dame's games have been really close down to the wire. And I look for this game to be a little bit like when USC played at Ohio State. USC doesn't seem to have the same level of explosive firepower to put up 40 points like they used to. I think Jimmy Clausen will be able to do just enough to keep the game competitive and at least make it go into the fourth quarter. I have USC winning somewhere along the lines of 27-24. I'm going to take Notre Dame +10. I can't believe I'm doing it. But I'm taking Notre Dame +10.
You know, I was thinking about saying USC always shows up in the big games, but then is this even a big game anymore? Then I mean, is Notre Dame even considered a big game for them?
Right.
I don't know.
And then they didn't cover the spread against Ohio State. They barely hung on and survived against Ohio State. So I think this is a little bit different USC team than
exactly
typical years. It's not the normal, you know, they don't have Mark Sanchez this year or, you know, their typical studs at running back and wide receiver that they typically have. Now in an ACC battle, Virginia Tech at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, a +3.5 home dog. Joe?
Virginia Tech always, they always play up to the expectations on defense, special teams. That's where they give you a lot of scoring. This year, offensively, they're playing a lot better. Tyrod Taylor giving you some explosiveness on offense. Let me slow down there.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, but Georgia Tech is hard to defend with their option and the wishbone. Everything they run, you know, some kind of back-in-the-day type offense. All they do is run the ball, don't pass very much. But at home, I think Georgia Tech is going to be a little bit too much for that Virginia Tech defense. I'm going with Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking the same thing. Offensively, they're both pretty good teams. But defensively, there's a difference. You know, Virginia Tech's a good defensive team, and Georgia Tech's not. And then special teams, that obviously goes Virginia Tech's way in every game they play. So, I'm going to take Virginia Tech, and that number seems kind of small to me.
Right. When I look at this, I think the Yellow Jackets, if this game had been 3 weeks ago, the way that Georgia Tech played against Miami, you know, I would have easily jumped on Virginia Tech and cruised with them. But then the last couple of weeks, the Yellow Jackets have put up 91 points. They have been on fire on offense lately. And I think at home, Georgia Tech +3.5, I think there's a solid chance that they catch Virginia Tech sleeping here. The Hokies haven't fared that well away from home. On a neutral field against Bama, didn't play that well. At Duke, nearly coughed up one at Duke. The Virginia Tech hasn't played that well away from home. I think Georgia Tech gets the surprising win here, but I'll take the points, Georgia Tech +3.5. Now in the SEC, South Carolina at number 2 ranked Alabama. The Crimson Tide is a 17-point favorite. Start with you, Rick.
I think they haven't done it all year. It's maybe the game where Alabama does have that little bit of a letdown. And I mean, they have played so well every game, every play almost. They played really, really well. And this could be the game they let down. I think they win the game, but I'm going to take those 17 points.
And I'm going to go on the other side. South Carolina is a good defensive team. As you know, Alabama, they are fast. They're probably the fastest team in college football on defense. So I think it's going to be more of a defensive game. But I see the final score here. It could be 20-0. I don't see South Carolina doing a lot on offense. So I'd take Alabama -17.
All right. This was a game that I really struggled with because Alabama's been a team that the last few weeks, I've just taken them every week just about no matter what the number is. It doesn't really matter. They've almost fallen into that Florida category where Florida's 11-1 in their last 12 against the spread. And Alabama's starting to be in that category. When I projected the lines at the start of the week, I put this line at 10. I thought Alabama should have been a 9.5, 10-point favorite. It came out at 17. South Carolina has been solid. I think they will be able to hang around just because, you know, they've been pretty solid on both sides of the ball in all phases of the game, which is unusual for a South Carolina team. I think they make it competitive. It's somewhere along the lines of 27-17, somewhere in that nature. So I'm going to go with South Carolina plus 17.
That meaningless touchdown at the end of the game, you know, that seems, when the number 17, that's the thing you always have to worry about. And it seems like it could really happen here.
Right, and points, taking the points in the SEC sometimes is a good way to go in the wild and wacky SEC. So I'm going to take the points there. Baltimore at Minnesota. Vikings are a three-point favorite. What do you think, Joe?
I'm going Minnesota here. Minnesota at home. Baltimore, they don't have the same defense as they had over the years. Their offense is putting up more points now. But Minnesota's defense is so tough, and I think 3 points at home, it seems a little bit low here. I'm taking Minnesota.
Right.
I'm kind of going the other way on this one. I think the Ravens can't really afford to lose this game. I mean, when you look at the standings, this is a game they really have to have, and usually in the NFL, if you really have to have it, you go out and get it. It's hard to see the Ravens losing three straight games. So
right.
I'm going to go with the Ravens.
Right. I am torn on this one because – I think the line should have been somewhere closer to 4.5, 5, maybe 6 points, you know, because Minnesota is 5-0 and at home versus a 3-2 team. Then on the other side, like Rick says, will Baltimore really fall to 3-3? So you start to look at it, and it's a tough one to take, but I think the Vikings are just playing better football right now on offense and defense and more complete in all areas of the game. I'm going to go with the Vikings minus 3. They're pretty much a team right now. I'm just going to take them until they lose. They're playing really good football right now. Now the biggest game of the weekend, the Giants at the Saints. The Saints are a three-point home favorite. Rick?
You know, I've went back and forth on this one several times. I could probably make a pretty good argument on either side. I finally kind of went back with historical stuff on this one. The Saints 9-1-1 in their last 11 games against the spread, and that stood out to me. I see them winning the ball game. I really went in thinking the Giants, but as I thought more about it and thought about, you know, that defense of the Saints is good and the offense is really tough to stop. I'm going to go with the Saints.
I struggle with this one as well. Both sides of the ball, both teams are playing good. I just think the Giants are a team on a mission this year. And even if they don't win this game straight out, I think they can keep it within 3 points. So I'm going to take the Giants plus 3.
All right, when I look at this one, you know, you think, first look at it, you say, well, Saints at home off a bye week. But have those trends really held up? You look at the Giants. They are an incredible 17-2 against the spread in their last 19 road games. Road warriors. Now, under Sean Payton, the last 3 years, the Saints are 0-3 after bye weeks. You would think most teams come out and play well after bye weeks, but Sean Payton and the Saints have not done that. I'm taking the Giants plus 3 here.
Well, I like the under on that game better than anything else.
Right. I think there's some good value. It's a big game. Sometimes big games start off a little sluggish while everybody calms down. I think under 49 would probably be a safe play there. Now, Bears at Falcons. Falcons are a 3.5-point favorite and looked great last week. Joe?
These two teams gave you one of the best games last season with Matt Ryan coming out and winning the game in the end. And I see the same thing happening here, but I see Atlanta putting up more points and just outscoring them. So I'm taking Atlanta minus 3.5.
All right, Rick?
You know, I'm the same way. I think the Falcons really showed us something last week. That 49er defense isn't bad, and they just killed them. I mean, they just wore the 49ers out. I think maybe this is the Falcon team we thought we were going to see all year, and I'm going to go with the Falcons.
Well, see, this one, it's not an upset special. The key here is if you get it at 3.5. I think Cutler and Ryan have a duel in the dome. This one, it's a high-scoring shootout. So I'm taking the Bears plus 3.5. Now, quickly, we've only got about 20 seconds here. Denver at San Diego. San Diego minus 3.5, Joe.
I'm going to go San Diego minus 3.5. It's a game they need, like Rick said about Baltimore. They have to have it.
Norv Turner's an idiot. I'm going to go with Denver.
Right. I'm riding Denver until they start being the favorite and getting the respect they deserve. Denver plus 3.5. My lock of the week coming up next right after the break. You're listening to the Power Hour presented by SportsOverload.com. Don't go anywhere. My lock of the week coming up right after the break.
Be a part of the fastest-growing sports show on radio. With the Power Hour, you'll reach millions of sports fans with your message. Email Ron at ronshermanadv.com to make your voice heard, your bottom line more effective, and your ad dollars go farther.
You work hard to make your vehicle look its best. It's got to drive you nuts when tire products sling back, causing potential damage to your paint job. Treat your vehicle to the good stuff with Miracle Glaze Super Gloss Tire Dressing. Our non-sling formula adds a high gloss shine to leather, plastic, vinyl, and wood. Miracle Glaze bonds to your tire surface within minutes, protecting rubber from harmful UV and ozone rays. Call 1-888-286-3850 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze. You'll also get professional detailers' tips on DVD for free. Plus, our tire and wheel degreaser is free with your order. A $40 value for only $19.95. That's right, only $19.95 for two bottles and one can of Miracle Glaze, the free DVD, and our tire and wheel degreaser. So call 1-888-286-3850. That's 1-888-286-3850 or go to MiracleGlaze.com.
At Ron Sherman Productions, we give our clients the personal attention all business owners deserve. With media placed in over 200 markets nationwide, Ron Sherman is still the leader in home improvement advertising. However, our services include integrated marketing campaigns for many other businesses. From TV and radio to online strategies and print, our creative team produces everything in-house under one big roof. Visit us at ronshermanproductions.com. It's always a good day for a great idea.
The Power Hour. It's a secret that all the good sports handicappers know. We bring you the stats and recap so you can bring your A game. Get in on the action, too. Email Ron at sportsoverload.com with handicapper in the subject line to be a part of the Power Hour.
Welcome back to the Power Hour for our final segment here. Now, just to remind you, sportsoverload.com offers great fantasy football insight. Rick, tell them a little bit about it.
We got something up there every week for you. We've been pounding the sleeper of the week. Last week, we actually finally missed one. That was the first miss of the year. We got tangled up in that ugly Browns-Bills game. But we got one this week that's going to hit. I'm 99% sure on this one. Go check it out, sportsoverload.com. No charge, free all the way. I mean, no hidden tricks, nothing. It's just free information.
I think people sometimes don't believe us that it's all free. You can just go to the website, sportsoverload.com. You don't have to sign up for a mailing list or do anything crazy. We're not trying to sell you something. Just go. Check it out. It's free. It's right there.
If you need a wide receiver on your team this week, though, there's a lock down there. You need to go check out the article and get it.
Sounds like a plan. Now, time for my lock of the week. I gave you BYU minus 17 over UNLV last week, but I'm going to go with BYU minus 17 over San Diego State again this week. Sometimes it takes Vegas a couple weeks to adjust. San Diego State is in a state of transition. The Aztecs have a new coach, Brady Hoke. They're putting in a new style, new offense. Don't really have the talent to match up with BYU. On the other side, BYU is on a mission to blow out everybody in their path in hopes of securing a BCS bid. Take BYU minus 17 for my lock of the week. But I'm not done yet. I got two bonus plays for you. The first one, the Carolina Panthers at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Carolina Panthers have been awful. They survived last week catching a couple breaks against the Washington Redskins. The Buccaneers have not been very good either. However, home game, division rivalry, Tampa Bay plus 3 at home. They get their first win of the season.
Yeah, he's feeling confident. I like it.
And then this other bonus play, you'll like this one. My other bonus play that you'll love, Steelers minus 14 over the Browns. They will roll over the Browns 35-3, somewhere in that ballpark. Ben Roethlisberger's playing fantastic. No fourth quarter comeback from whoever the Steelers play this week. The Browns are not capable of it. Derek Anderson last week, 2-for-17. It will not happen. This will get ugly.
That is a mismatch. That defense versus the Browns offense, that's a bad mismatch.
It's going to get nasty. Steelers are scoring too good for this one to stay even remotely close. Steelers minus 14, Bucks plus 3, BYU minus 17. That's your three picks this week. Special thanks to our producer, James Ford. He does a fantastic job keeping everything going. All kinds of technical problems we might have, but we don't because we've got James Ford. Special thanks to him. Next week, we'll have plenty of basketball coverage starting up. Andrew Pernet at RealGM.com. Will Wade, assistant men's basketball coach at Virginia Commonwealth. Remember, we got all kinds of free fantasy football coverage, every top 25 game picked, every NFL spread and total picked. We just released our first edition of Jumpology, my NCAA bracket coverage. You're listening to the Power Hour. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week.